The slate is now set for voters to decide who they want as the next governor of Ohio. The filing deadline came down to the wire for some candidates, and it's shaping up to be two tough primaries, and for the Democrats, a crowded one too. One by one, the elevator doors at the Secretary of State's office open up.
All right, everybody's here.
To reveal another candidate filing to run for governor. While this is a routine step in the campaign trail, the candidates, 11 altogether, varied in their approach.
It's great to be officially a candidate.
Democratic candidate Rich Cordray was more subdued with just a few staff on hand.
I have an additional roughly 90 signatures.
While fellow party candidate Bill O'Neill was signing off on some last-minute signatures. And then there was Democratic candidate Dennis Kucinich.
Okay, here we go. Yay!
Who turned the administrative affair into a mini-campaign rally with supporters on hand to cheer him on.
We already have thousands of volunteers. Wait until people know we filed. Look out, Ohio, because we're looking to change the state government and to get rid of the corruption and make government work for the people.
Nine people in total filed to run for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Cordray says he isn't worried about a tough primary.
I don't think a primary is a bad thing. I think you have to embrace it. And you have to make it work for you, which is get our name out, get our issues out, help people understand what we stand for.
Former Ohio Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill wants to make it clear to voters that a vote for him means a vote for legalized marijuana.
Marijuana sales are going on probably less than a quarter of a mile from where you and I are standing right now, but there's no tax revenue being generated. I'm saying that if you vote for O'Neill, you're voting for legalization of marijuana. If you vote for legalization of marijuana, then you're voting for $500 million in new sales taxes.
Connie Pillich had her running mate, Marion Mayor Scott Schertzer, file their paperwork. He says their campaign will focus on restoring power and funding to local governments.
When you cut our local government funding, you're cutting into our police and fire and our safety forces. And that's when people back home really start to realize what the local government fund cuts actually mean to them in their cities.
Joe Schiavone acknowledges that his campaign trails his fellow contenders in fundraising.
They have a lot more money than I have, but they do not have the relationships and the connections with the everyday Ohioan that I have. They don't have the ability to relate to people, real people, like I do. That, to me, is more powerful.
Other candidates for the Democratic nomination are political newcomers John Heavey and Paul Ray. There's also Larry Ely, who lost the Democratic primary for governor in 2014. The Republican primary is a different story, with just two candidates, Mary Taylor and Mike DeWine. Now the lieutenant governor, Taylor has served as a statewide office holder since 2006, but she says she's still the outside, non-establishment candidate, given DeWine's decades in office.
Americans and Ohioans in this case are looking for a non-status quo, you know, a non-status quo candidate, somebody who's going to shake things up and get things done. If it was all about name ID or money, Jeb Bush would have been the Republican nominee and Hillary Clinton would be our president today.
DeWine's campaign sent his running mate, John Husted, to hand in the paperwork and only invited a few print reporters to the event. Constance Goodell Newton filed as the Green Party candidate last week. The contenders now have 3 months to rally support before May's primary election. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.